Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 5th of July 2017, and this is the 615th Moll Out Loud podcast. Today has been a really changeable sort of a day. When I went out this morning, half the sky was bright blue and the other half was almost black cloud. So it's been a bit of a changeable day, and I think we're leading up to two very overcast days before we go back to clear skies. And I have been inside for most of the day, but not all of it. I did go out and I did walk up. However reluctantly, I just knew that I needed to get some exercise after my very indoor-y sort of day yesterday. And I think one of the reasons that I was so reluctant to go walking was that I really wanted to come home and after my quiz. And the reason I think that I really wanted to come home was that this table that I use as my desk was very inviting, and all the more so because it had become the writer's cave last night. So there were only two of us, but we companionably typed away at our work for 3 hours and shared the occasional comment, but very rarely, shared more frequently the chocolate and made ourselves cups of tea. And it was a lovely evening, and it was very useful for me. And somehow the energy of that writing had stayed with the desk, and I didn't want to leave it. So I think there is a little lesson for me to remember about that, about this pleasure of having other people to work with. And it works particularly well with this one other person, and it can be with other people as well. I just know that the two of us are very committed to doing this once a week, and other people have different commitments. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. I'm not unwell, I just indulged in an almond before I started talking, which wasn't a good idea because I think I breathed it in when I was breathing in breath to catch the next words that needed to come out. So that is really a lovely thing, to have a writing space in my house. It completely changes the way I feel about my writing space. That's really mostly what I wanted to say today. I realise this is very short. I've come into it very quickly, not done any kind of leading up to it, but that is the main thing that I'm going to take from today. At the moment, I'm preparing for tonight. I'm getting my two scenes that I sent to Emma Darwin together. And I'm going to reread the letter I sent with it just to make sure. In fact, I need to print it out because we have a session this evening and I really want to be ready for it and make the most out of it and make sure that I have the questions that I want to ask and that we can cover the things that I feel we need to cover. It's interesting because in that 10 days... since I sent her the two scenes and this kind of analysis, the act of sending it off was such a relief. It seemed to have unleashed a spell of writing, of knowing exactly what I wanted to write and which part of the novel I wanted to write, having agonised it for weeks and weeks beforehand. So I feel as if I've sort of gone off on a different direction to the one I sent her, I mean, or the one I was agonising about, which is about trying to manage these two timelines. And after I had sent her the material, I decided I was really going to focus on the one timeline for the moment. So I feel as if I've superseded the letter that I sent her. But never mind, you never know what will come out, and I'm sure whatever it is will be really useful. In a few moments, I'm going to talk to my sister, and I shall, I think, either upload this podcast. Maybe I can upload this podcast before I talk to her, because I think the good thing to do with her would be to get these preparations done. I'd completely forgotten about the time change. Well, the time change happened quite a long time ago, but the last time I spoke to Emma, it was in the prior to the time change, and we made a date for the same time now. And of course, I don't know whose same time it is. So I'm going to need to be prepared for a couple of hours just to make sure that I'm covered when she does call me. So it's a bit unsettling, but never mind. It's too late really to call and ask. Well, too early for her. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you can feel really welcomed by the space that you're creating in, that you can cut off the other things in your life whilst you're working, and that you can set aside the time that you need that's important for you to be working on, dreaming on, thinking about, completing, beginning, whatever project it is. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.